The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. I hope that everybody is ready for tonight's tales. If you have a story you would like to submit, email it to me at zachbabytv@gmail.com. Now, without further ado, let's get cryptid. Me and my best buddy were hiking over in northwestern Oklahoma. Since this whole pandemic thing has happened, we kind of ran out of things to do. I haven't worked in over 6 months, yet my friend hasn't worked for even longer than that, but that was personal choice prior to the pandemic anyways. He's just a lazy son of a gun. That's why we got involved with hiking. I wanted to get him outside and really get some fresh air and do something with himself. He's the type of guy that will sit there and play video games for 10 hours without even getting up to use the restroom. I'm not even quite sure how that's even physically possible with the amount of soda he drinks in the process. And me, on the other hand, I drink quite a bit of soda myself, in moderation of course, but I do consider myself to be kinda active. I like to go camping, and I like to go hiking too. I work with kids for a living, so I'm usually on my feet running around anyways. We were hiking on this trail that was really an all-age trail. There wasn't anything in particularly difficult about it. Heck, even the incline was at a minimum. It was one of those big, giant, windy loops and eventually led you right back to your parked car in the parking lot. We were probably 3/4 of the way finished with the trail. We were making our way back towards the car when we started hearing these weird noises around us, surrounding us, echoing amongst the trees. At first, we thought it was just local wildlife. Rodents, rabbits, raccoons, possums, whatever. But then we started to notice the little details about the sounds. It was no longer a scuffling sound, more like snapping sounds, like whatever was in the woods was stepping on branches, snapping twigs while they go through heavy brushes. Things like that. There was a few times where we actually stopped ourselves on the trail and just looked around our surroundings, trying to see what direction these noises were even echoing from. To no avail, we eventually shrugged it off and just continued walking, but at this point, at a much faster pace. Eventually, I made it back to the car. My friend had to take a leak, and I told him, "I'm not going to wait around for you, and I'm starting to kind of get freaked out from the weird noises. My friend just told me to chill out. There's nothing out in the woods to even be afraid of. I'm just going to go take a whiz. I'll be there in about a minute or so." So I continued on and met him by the car. When he was on his way back to the car, probably about maybe 45 seconds to like a minute, if that, I saw him running towards the car as I had just entered the car myself on the passenger side. He was running in complete fright and panic. His arms were out in front of him, wailing all around. He eventually got to the driver's side door, opened the car, and hopped inside, locking everything within seconds. He was completely out of breath and in total fright. He grabbed the keys from me, started up the vehicle, and backed out of the parking spot. I asked him what the hell was going on. He just was mumbling something, like he was talking to himself and completely ignoring me, and I was right next to him in the car. It started to freak me out. I've never seen my friend act like this before. He's supposed to be some kind of tough guy. But right now, he was looking like the biggest wussy I've ever seen. A few minutes later, he finally started to make sense, and he was explaining to me what had happened to him when he was taking a pee out in the woods when I had already left back to the car. He told me he started hearing more movement sounds, but this time it sounded like it was right on top of him. He said he was starting to freak out, rushed his business, zipped up, and as he was backing out back onto the dirt trail, that's when he saw this large black silhouette of something with pointy ears and glowing red eyes staring back at him about 20 feet away in the brush. It freaked him out so bad, he just ran back to the car. Luckily, whatever was out there watching him didn't follow. Back in the late 1990s, I got in all kinds of trouble as a kid. I'm an only child, and I lived in a small town in Central Florida. This occurrence I don't really speak about too often to too many people, but I feel like maybe it's good just to get this off of my chest. Plus, I've been hearing a lot of other stories on YouTube lately, so I don't think I'm the only one at this point. I was 17 at the time, so was my girlfriend back then. I had stolen a few beers from my stepdad's ice chest on the back patio one night and planned to have a little freaky deaky out in the woods that was in the neighborhood. There was an opening area on the fence in the back area of the colony neighborhood that we all lived in. Once you go past that area, there was this open area that was completely hidden away from anyone in society. This spot was a perfect place to score. Me and my girlfriend had planned to take those beers, smoke a little pot, lay out a blanket, and have sex. My stepdad was rarely ever home, and my mom worked two different jobs. My girlfriend only had her mother. Her father was never in the picture, which made things a hell of a lot easier for me. So we were out there handling our business, as teenagers do. It was on a Friday night. We didn't have to worry about school or anything like that in the morning. It was hot and humid, but it would have been that way either which way you look at it, judging by our physical activity for that night. But this was during summertime, and the heat just doesn't really go away in Central Florida, or any part of Florida for that matter. Sometime that night, we were just looking up at the stars, relaxing and smoking. We started hearing these weird noises somewhere off in the bushes behind us. We couldn't tell how far it was, but it was definitely noticeable that we were no longer alone in the woods. We started to get our things and get dressed and get the hell out of there. There's quite a bit of homeless people in the area, and I didn't want any pervs just watching us, especially we weren't even dressed at that point. So we started to gather our things, put our clothes back on, and we started to walk towards the direction of that open area in the fence which led back to the area where we lived at. In the meantime, as we were walking, we started hearing movement in the woods. Definitely someone or something was following us in the woods, and it sounded like whatever it was getting closer. We pushed our things through and we both crawled through the hole back into the neighborhood. As we started to cross the street, I happened to glance back at the wooded area beyond the fence line. And that's when I saw it. The black silhouette of some kind of giant dog on its back legs just staring at us, gripping on the fence with its huge-looking claw-like hands. Not paws. The weirdest part about it was, this thing was on its back legs, leaning against the fence, and its eyes were glowing. When I was a kid, I would periodically go hunting with my dad. My dad was an avid hunter that would hunt all kinds of different animals in the appropriate seasons, but there was one thing that he would hunt the most compared to any other animal. Wild boar. This particular story happened when I was with him on one of his trips with a couple friends. This happened back in the day when I was an early teenager. I was 13 to be exact, and this occurrence happened in eastern Texas. Usually when I would go out with my dad, I would just carry all of his equipment with him. Spare bullets, weapons, things like that. He rarely would ever let me shoot anything. Heck, he barely even let me practice with some soda cans. But that's okay. I didn't really want to shoot any animals anyways. I was just there because he told me to be. Trying to remember this occurrence is difficult, yet at the same time, certain parts of it are clear as day still. I know we were out at night. He had a couple of his friends, and they were just doing what they do. They were hunting. I was in the back behind him, trying to keep quiet because they didn't like me making any noise. Like I said, I was 13. I was carrying some spare ammunition in their waters, as they frequently went out in different directions in the woods hunting for these wild boar. After some bit of time, somehow, I ended up lost by myself in the woods. Usually I'm pretty good about keeping up with my dad, and usually he usually checks up on me. But for some particular reason, that night, I lost my way. My dad has told me time and time again, if we ever get separated, don't keep walking. Stop and stay exactly where you are. I'll find you. He always told me that's how people venture off and get completely lost. If they keep going, they may be going in the wrong direction and they'll never find each other for several hours, or maybe not at all. He said that's why it's best just to stay put. So, that's exactly what I did. I just sat there, on a rock. There was this 2.5 foot, maybe 2 foot rock that was just out there in the dirt, and that's where I made my chair for quite a while. I lowered all the ammunition and the waters and the dirt on my right-hand side, and I just waited. It was already dark, and I was starting to get creeped out. I could hear the crickets chirping. I could hear some frogs out in the distance as well. After a while, though, I could hear some movement out in the brush and thought it was either one of my dad's friends or my dad himself. So I called out into whatever was out there in the darkness.
Dad? Somebody. It's me, Chris.
Silence. All movement and any sound of any insect or anything whatsoever ceased at that very moment. It's like somebody had muted the entire forest when I called out my name. But after about a minute or so later, that silence was broken by something out there breathing heavily. And it was no man. I stood up on the ground on my 2 feet, getting off of that rock. I was totally in alert mode now. I had no weapon outside of a buck knife. My heart was pounding out of my 13-year-old chest at that time. At first I thought it was a wild boar. I mean, that's why we were out there to begin with. But then, I started to question that, as I didn't see anything at all. But I heard something breathing. I don't think whatever was out there was a boar, because I don't think that boar would just toy with me like that. I remember pulling out my knife and just circling around in the woods, not moving far from the current area that I was in. I didn't want to venture off into somewhere I had no idea where I was. I only had a little flashlight on me at the time. I don't remember how much time had passed. Not much, I can remember that much. But I remember seeing this black silhouette of some giant beast out there amongst the trees not too far from my current location. My whole body was frozen in place. I couldn't even move a muscle. I barely could get my flashlight to beam in that direction as it was. Whatever that thing was, I don't believe it was a boar. Its eyes were glowing, and it had pointy ears, and it was much bigger than any boar I've ever seen before. Right then and there, my dad and his buddies came walking up behind me, asking if I was okay and how I got left behind. When I turned back in the direction where I saw that silhouette of whatever it was gone. I told my dad about the whole situation. He believed me. I thought he was going to make fun of me with his friends, but they all had the same concerned look on their faces when I told them about what I had seen. My dad later told me that what I probably encountered wasn't a boar at all. It was probably a dog man. Back in 2018, I was accompanying my parents with a family reunion up in Kansas. We live in eastern Tennessee, and it wasn't terribly too far of a drive to get there. I'm born and raised in Tennessee, but I guess somewhere off down in history, all our family is originally from Kansas. land with no mountains and tornadoes, to the Smoky Mountains and potatoes. Either which way, both places are pretty nice. Southern hospitality, good barbecue, and very nice people. So we arrived at my grandmother's house. For privacy reasons, I'm not going to disclose what town she lives in, but just know it's one of the big ones. But she lived on the outskirts of one of those big ones, and she owned quite a bit of acreage. I remember I was just hanging out with my cousins on the back of her property. She had several acres of just flat, tall grass land, with nothing in sight but brush. There's really not much to see. It's really a sight for sore eyes. So we were just out there shooting the shit and just walking around. The sun was starting to set. Evening was upon us. We didn't pay it no mind because, again, we were on my grandparents' property. We really had no worries. Nothing's ever happened to us. Plus, it was a family reunion. We were only there for a few days. We were starting to turn around and make our way back towards my grandparents' house because I had to use the restroom. That, and it was getting close to supper time. Right before we were all about to just turn around and head back, my cousin had pointed something out in the distance. At first, I didn't see a thing, but he had to explain it to me in detail, and I had to follow his finger to see exactly where he was actually pointing to. And that's when I saw it. We saw it. This giant black beast running across the brush at least 100 yards away. In other words, like a whole frickin' football field. That's how far it was. But you could tell whatever the hell it was not a human being. It was pitch black like the night, but you could tell if it was a human, it was wearing a full-on hoodie with a mask, or it was some type of canine beast running on its back hind legs. And I swear to you, squinting, now with our eyes adjusted to the darkness, I could tell that whatever that thing was had glowing red eyes. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the True Dogman Cryptid stories tonight. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Share me with your friends, and again, like always, spread me like butter. Or maybe some cream cheese. That tastes good too.
Right now, you can join the YMCA for just $1. If you're ready to build a stronger routine, this is the best time to make your move. At the YMCA, you're joining more than a gym. You're joining your family's go-to place, your first swim place, and your after-work place all in one. $1 opens the door to 13 YMCA locations, virtual, on-demand workouts, unlimited fitness classes, and discounted programs. This $1 opportunity ends December 31st. Join today at ymcacolumbus.org/dollar.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.